another edition of Bodybuilding Pro Series. I'm IFBB Pro, Travolis Blunt, and running things behind the scene, as always, is Mr. Muscle Papa, John Hawley. How are you, sir?
Hey, doing great, Travolis. How about you? You're, week and a half out from Europa?
That's it. Looking at my third show in just about 12 weeks, and I'm ready to get on stage, ready to, you know, to show what I've been able to accomplish.
Yeah, those photos looking good. You're getting all kind of, you got these weird looking muscles kind of popping out the sides. You're starting to look like some sort of science fiction.
That's not me. That's all Adrissa. So she would be happy to hear you say that. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, your IG numbers go up when the freakier you look like that. You know, you got to keep getting.
This is true. I'm riding the wave, so I'm hoping for, you know, Europa. I get a splash.
Yeah. Well, we have another freak on the line, but a prettier freak, so to speak.
And she too is about ready to get on stage again in not too very long. Yes.
Who is that?
Well, we are joined by a very special guest and two-time Olympian women's physique superstar, Ms. Krista Dunn. How are you?
I'm terrific. How are you?
I'm well. Well, hello and welcome. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Well, I know your schedule is jam-packed, so thank you for taking time to come and chat with us.
Oh, she lives over there in, she lives in Colorado where all that wacky tobacco is. She's
everything's kind of laid back.
She's smooth as silk.
Right. Everybody's just chill around here.
Yeah.
Now, you're fresh off the stage. You just competed in St. Louis, so congratulations.
I did, thank you.
You took fifth there.
Yes.
And you've been on fire already this season. You've competed, three times, taking second in Hawaii and sixth at the Atlantic Coast?
Yes, that is correct.
Did you keep that?
So?
You keep that conditioning the whole while? I saw those pictures from Hawaii in your room, and you had striated glutes and striated neck and striated everything.
That is the goal, right? we try to keep that conditioning or get better show to show, and that's, you know, really the goal is to get better and better for each show you come up to. So, yeah, I mean, striated necks, and now I got to work on striated toes, you know.
That's it. You freak.
Right. Got to be a little freaky for women's physique, definitely.
Now, Krista, we're just kind of sitting here chatting. Who is it that you work with?
Oh, I work with the awesome Heather Grace, third in the world.
Absolutely.
Oh, that freak. Yeah. That other freak. I got her picture hanging above my computer here from Tampa, I guess, a couple of years ago. She looks awesome. What a great trainer. She's your training partner too, isn't she?
She is, yes. She coaches me, and we train together. And yes, she's been a huge, huge inspiration, and definitely changed a lot of things with my physique, my mindset, just everything. It's just been different with training with her. So it's been just kind of life altering as far as my bodybuilding career has gone.
Now, in all honesty, total disclosure. Now, people would think, you know, I follow all of these dudes and I steal their exercises, but that's not true. I'm always looking to see what you and Heather are doing because you guys have this great track record. Not only do you have such long longevity, but you're able to get better, you know, like not even just show to show, but season to season. What are some of your secrets?
Yeah, we definitely do. You know, she incorporates, you know, a lot of almost really everything we do is like a giant sets. We don't do, you know, we never do one of anything. So it's, okay, we're going to start here, then we're going to do that, and we're going to do this other thing. And then it's never, you know, moderate weights or, you know, light weights. It's full on, you know, heavy duty workout as if it were the only set you were going to do. But then you do the next thing at the same intensity and the same
equally intense
level. Yeah, yeah. So it's, I mean, it's definitely killer. And then when we train legs, it's, you know, it's 2 hour leg days and sometimes three. I mean, she's crazy. So she's definitely ups my level of lunacy, that's for sure.
Wow.
Now, have you had to change the way you train when you transition from figure?
Yes. And truly mostly is, you know, and just in it, I can't even say it, intensity, just because I've always had fairly, you know, muscular upper body. So when I was doing figure, I didn't lift all that heavy for my upper body. I couldn't, otherwise I would get too big. And, you know, I've been told since 2012 to switch to physique, and I really fought it tooth and nail. And so in doing that, I really, you know, I never trained arms. I never do chest. I did.
Wow.
Lightweight, high rep, yeah. So when we switched to physique, it was like, oh, goody, now we get to actually train. So it's been really kind of fun trying to get back into, you know, like really actual lifting.
Now, you've been at this for some time. You began competing in 2009?
Right.
What got you into the whole competitive scene? Were you in other sports prior to 2009?
So, yeah, I mean, when I was really in high school, I ran track, so that really didn't really spur me into bodybuilding all that much, but, you know, we were in the gym and stuff at school, and so when I went to college, I stayed in the gym, and then I actually started competing in bodybuilding back in the 90s, so this will give away how old I am. And that was the only division there was bodybuilding. And then I think fitness was kind of coming in around then too. But, so I had a background in it back then. I was, you know, in my 20s and just had some fun with it and kind of moved on. And then in the, you know, in 2009, somebody mentioned doing a figure competition and I had absolutely no idea what that was. And that was just, I looked it up and kind of thought, you know what, maybe I could do that again. And here I am.
From getting back on stage that second time in 2009, did it, you know, just kind of strike a chord with you? Like, oh, wow, this is, you know, this is for me?
Yeah, definitely.
Or was it just, you know, I kind of enjoyed it and, you know, maybe I'll try this again. But, you know, did you immediately get the bug again or was it something that just kind of grew over time?
You know, it definitely gave me the bug again just because, you know, I did it just, my first thought was, I wonder if I have the discipline for this again. I mean, that was really my first and foremost reason for doing it. But then, you know, with the diet, how your body changes and how you look different and, you know, who doesn't love that? So there was that. And then when I got on stage, did my first show, and I think I was third in just one of our local shows. And my first reaction was, hell no, I'm not going to be third. I want to win. So, you know, that was my episode that I did enough, you know, and then it just sort of skyrocketed from there. And, you know, I was one of those people that did my second show and took first and said, okay, now I can be nationals, you know, like everybody does.
Absolutely.
Which I, you know, and then I did. And then I was top 10 there for my first national show. And I thought, it's like, well, shit, you know, if I
got to be pretty heavy.
Right. So that was just, then I was like, all right, I'm just going to keep seeing where this goes. And then, you know.
And then how long after did you earn the pro card?
2012.
Okay. Now, I know that you have Dallas coming up. Do you typically compete quite a bit? Because this would make, what, 4 shows for you in just about, what, 10 or 12 weeks?
Yes. Is
your schedule usually?
Really. Oh, yeah. I mean, I've competed for a solid year before. The first year that I went to the Olympia, I competed, I think it was like 13 shows.
No, wait a minute.
Yeah.
You competed in 13 shows?
Yeah.
In what time span? Are you serious right now?
I'm serious. In like, it was like 13 months because it started because it was the very first show right after the Olympia.
Wow.
And then I was third. It was my first third place finish in figure. And so then I kept doing shows, and I kept being top five. And it was, since I wasn't winning shows, it was back when they started doing the points.
Chasing points.
I was chasing points, and I was bound and determined to go to the Olympia at that point. So, I mean, and it was worth it. I made it. I went to the 2014 Olympia exhausted, but I did it. I mean, could I do that in physique now? No. This is a whole different ballgame. There's no way I could do that in shows. You know, it's different.
With the number of shows you guys, or you ladies have this season, it's back to point chasing, yes?
No, actually, they're still small enough numbers that...
Oh, so one win and you're in.
Yeah, except now it's only top two in the points, not top five. So it does narrow it down just a tiny bit, yep.
And where do you currently stand in the points?
I believe I'm fourth.
Okay.
In the point.
Okay, fourth with a bullet.
Yeah.
What do you think of your competition, the girls? You've had two Brazilians you've gone up against that have gotten first place, Marjorie Beck and Natalia, one of Travalos' neighbors over there in Orlando. And as well, another Orlando girl. Oh, goodness.
Michaela?
You know that one in Hawaii.
Michaela Acock.
Okay.
Yeah.
What do you think of their strengths relative to maybe the look, or what are your thinks about the look for the division, the one that's catching folks' eye? It seems like there's a lot of attention on Shanique and Natalia, these young girls, and Michaela as well. She's a whippersnapper.
I mean, I like the direction that women's physique is going, just because, I mean, that's one of the biggest reasons why I switched. They are going towards the more feminine look, more girls with a waistline instead of the kind of the tummies, a little more attractive, not that harsh, faces that some girls have acquired from the years of training and other things. And, that's why I switched. Mostly, it's just I felt like it was getting more feminine. That's why these gals are doing so well. I mean, I love Natalia's physique. I thought she was way too big and too hard to figure, and this was, for me, a perfect fit for her. I mean, I see her doing super well in the Olympia. I definitely have envy of her waist and, and abs, and I mean, there's not a flaw on her, in my opinion. I think that's the direction it's going. Is it's definitely going with that, a little more mainstream freaky look, instead of just freaky.
Yeah. I wonder if the age factor, though, too, because kids that young, I mean, obviously they
really are kids. We're talking like 21, 22.
Yeah, they've hardly had any pimples at that age. I mean, it's, it's kind of silly. And it's easier to keep the waist down when, you haven't been hard training for 15, 20 years.
Right. No
kids. Do you feel that's, maybe there needs to be some sort of, I don't know, what do they have for equal opportunity thing? I mean, for other folks, it's like, come on, how do you, because I wonder, you being a masters competitor as well, you do well in the masters division. Do you think it's increasingly a kid's sport? Just to put it frankly.
to be honest, I would have not said that about women's physique before. And there's only a handful of kids, it's not like there's, the majority of them are under 20 and then everybody else. But I think, I think it's just, they're genetically just gifted, and it's not, I don't think it's overpopulated with that type of person. Mm-hmm. I really do think women's physique is more the older women, we've got more time in the gym, and that's why we've got
more mature muscle.
Right. So, I mean, I think they're just anomalies, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I
would be inclined to agree with you. I would say maybe more so perhaps Bikini might be, you know, geared more toward a younger set. But I would say, you kind of need that muscle maturity and, you know, that time in.
Right. I mean, I think that's just kind of each level is that way. It's like Bikini should be the 20-year-old, you know, figures more 20, 30 in physique. You know what I mean? It's just the longer you're in the gym, you can't stay in that division. I mean, I just don't think, you know what I'm saying? Like, I think it was eventual I was going to have to go to women's physique if I was going to keep training the way I do. It was inevitable, you know.
But before it's all said and done, I want to put on some little classic shorts for you. I know exactly what you're thinking.
Well, but we talk to so many women that, and we hear rumors in back talk that some of the gals are kind of steering away from it because of these young women. You know, it's even though they're in an anomaly, it seems like Shanique and Natalia are definitely having an impact on some of the other women's perspective. But that's not impacting you one way or the other because you love what you're doing and you're doing it, right?
Well, absolutely. I mean, and you can look at that in every division. You know, are you going to shy away from figure? Because look at Sid, you know, look at Candace Lewis, look at, you know what I'm saying? Those women's physiques are absolutely stunning. And to me, that's genetic gifts right there.
Yeah.
So, you know, you just got to do what you do and not really kind of not worry about what everybody else looks like. You just worry about what you look like and
all you can do is present yourself.
Exactly. It's presenting yourself in the best way that you can and hope for the best.
Being that you competed in figure for a number of years and you're probably still a fan of the division, did you expect Candace to come in looking like she did at the Arnold? That was just incredible.
It was incredible. You know, I think the potential was always there. I just think she's got the right combination. She started training with Dylan Armbrust, and, you know, I just think her, you know, just her capabilities and his knowledge together was just the right combination, and, yeah, that was crazy. She looked amazing.
Yeah.
Now, we've seen her beat Sid the first two times, you know, at, I guess, Arnold Australia and Arnold Columbus. Do you think we're seeing a changing of the guard?
I do. I think if Candace can hold on to that, you know, that physique, she's unstoppable. I'd love Sid's physique, though. I mean, and Sid is beautiful. So, I mean, it's...
Oh, yeah, not taking anything away from her.
No. I think it's a matter of time. And same thing, she's a kid. She'll be around a lot long, you know, for a long time. And, you know, I just think gone are the days where one person is Miss Olympia in a division forever. You know what I mean? Like it used to be, like, you know, like Phil, he's been Mr. Olympia 7 years, whatever. I just think it's, and it makes it more interesting and more exciting when it's, you know, it's not just a shoo-in, you know, who's going to win?
It's more competitive. Yeah, it's more exciting for the fans as well.
Definitely. Yep.
Now, you mentioned training there in Denver at Arbors. Do you take clients also?
I don't as of right now. I'm kind of moving in towards doing that. I've prepped some people for shows before, but kind of got away from it. But I'm kind of looking to doing that again. And then Heather and I are, right now we're in the works of putting together an online training program.
Okay.
So that's in the works right now. We're really, really excited about that. We're gonna do some videos and some different some cool online stuff. So everybody has to kind of follow hers or my social media pages. Once that launches, we'll obviously make some pretty big announcements and things.
Videos, it's not any schmoey stuff, right?
Oh, God, no. Ew, no.
Well, because you have your fair share.
Well, of course, unfortunately, yeah. You know, and the switch physique, it was almost like a freaking button goes off and all the smells come out.
Yeah. Heather and Krista. Heather and Krista. I can .com. I can see it now.
You know, that could be moneymaker right there.
I don't doubt it.
you could be our manager.
Yeah, this schmoes will pay big money for the most stupid things.
That's for sure.
Well, now hold on. I may be saying now because at Fort Lauderdale Meet and Greet, didn't you have somebody come and approach you and offer something like that, Krista?
Yes.
Yeah, right at the table. Right at the table.
And then offered, because I was like, oh no, I don't have time. And then he's like, well, how about 30 minutes right now in a hotel room? I'm like, no.
Yeah, I was kind of listening from afar, and I was just like, wow, that's a little different.
thanks for saving me.
Yeah, Natalia said somebody was offering to pay her for some video of her brushing her teeth. I was like, wow, yeah, that's okay. I've heard toes.
There's some
weirdness
out there.
Yeah, there's some strange
stuff.
There's
some funky requests.
But no, so your videos will be on the up and up, showing range of motion, various exercises. And
right, like our training videos. Yeah, like Travellis was saying, you know, I think we have really good content. We put, you know, right now we're throwing stuff up on Instagram.
I swear, I steal all of your workouts. I cool. Absolutely do.
Mm-hmm. Well, see, you're going to start paying for that now.
Yeah.
No, it's so worthwhile. Let me know how to subscribe, and I'm right there.
Yeah,
you'll be the first. You'll be our number one subscriber.
Yeah, when we had Heather on, we were talking about that, too. It's like giving away all that content, you know, some of those exercises, all that muscle showing and everything. It's like people will pay for that, you know, and the schmoes can pay for that, you know.
Right, and they would.
And they can just see you doing legitimately what's in your comfort zone, showing people educational stuff, and people can use it for whatever purpose.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's
because I actually do follow you super closely and I read and whatnot, in addition to being an elite athlete, you're also a national level judge, yes?
Yes.
Will you be judging anytime soon?
Not that I know of right now. Just with my training schedule right now and just kind of have a weird, so I think I mentioned this to you in the Atlantic Coast. I'm currently separated and going through a divorce. Are you there?
Yeah, we're good.
Yeah, we're
okay. I lost you for a second. We actually judge shows together. They like couples, just, you know, it's better on the budget, you pay for one hotel room, et cetera. So right now, that's kind of on hold just because we just need to get through what we're getting through and then hopefully get back onto the judging panels, because that's, you know, obviously I won't be able to compete forever as much as I'd love to. At least being on the judging side of it would be, it's so much fun, and I usually provide the feedback for the women's physique competitors, which I love, and you know, it kind of breaks my heart when I'm not, you know, judging any shows. I don't know if anything in this year will be on my schedule, but I sure hope so.
Yeah, I don't know. Typically, you do lots of judging for Gary Unit back east.
Yeah. We judge for Gary. Yeah. Okay. So we do North Americans, Masters, and then we were going to do Junior Nationals this year, but all that's on hold at the moment.
What's your, totally back flipping the script, what's your nutrition like? What's your diet look like? Is it 6 meals a day, 3 meals a day? Is it fish, chicken, beef, bison?
I do. know, it depends on where at in my season I am. Like right now, getting with all these shows that I've got going back to back, it's mostly fish, and then my last meal is beef. And I, as fish, I do tuna steaks. I don't eat that crappy tilapia stuff. And you know, I eat
meaty
a lot.
Fish.
Yes. as you know, I always laugh at Heather, talk to Heather, and I'll say, yeah, so-and-so was telling me their diet, and they're like a guy. I say, yeah, I eat more than that guy does. And she goes, dude, you eat more than most people. I eat a lot. You know, she's, you know, which was in the, like, carb cycling and doing different things like that, which is, it's nice. Like, I like to break it up and switch things up. But mostly, I mean, my proteins are, you know, I do eggs in the morning, but then it's fish all day and then beef at night. You know, different times of the season, I'm doing bison or that kind of thing. You know, she throws in some strange stuff sometimes, but she told me to eat kangaroo, but I won't.
Oh, wow. I'm sure it's super lean,
but I'm like, mm-mm, that's too cute.
What's your cardio at?
Well, that's another thing. It depends on where I am in my season, but I never do more than, like, I think the beginning of this one, 45 in the morning, 30 in the afternoon. And then I like to do, you know, HIIT.
Is it all HIIT?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
And see, that's actually one of those things I took from Heather. She was, you know, told me I need to get on the stairs. The stairs is where it's at. It burns a whole different kind of fat. And since then, I've been, you know,
And I used to always do stairs, but being a women's physique competitor in one that doesn't have great legs, I do the spin bike, because then when I do the intensity, I crank it up so it's like super hard, you know, like
you get the resistance.
Yeah, right. And then, you know, stand up and pedal like crazy, and that's really changed the look of my legs. That's been a game changer, and I absolutely despise bikes, so, but I do it because I know it works.
Right, so it's not going to be tougher than you. If you could offer, you know, tips or advice to, you know, competitors, what would that be?
Oh, you know, I think a huge one is, you know, find a coach that is, a well-known coach, and just not somebody that did two shows and now I'm a coach, you know, kind of thing, or somebody's friend that knows a friend and, you know, they can coach you, or it just seems like everybody's a coach these days, and that's kind of why I have never really gotten into the coaching biz, just because sometimes I feel like, what do I know? I mean, granted, I've done
50
shows.
And you're an Olympian, right? No, you're an Olympian.
But I just think that find somebody super knowledgeable. Like when I found Heather, just unbelievable, the knowledge that she has and the background that she has, and she never stops learning. You know, she's always telling me, oh, I listened to like 4 podcasts yesterday and I learned, you know, this, and this. I didn't know this before, and let's try this. And that, you know, that's something that she's not just, oh, somebody gave me this diet 4 years ago and I'm giving everyone the same diet, no matter who you are, what you look like, or what your goals are. You know what I mean? And I hear that all the time. So I think that's a huge one, is just find, you know, that coach that has a background in having successful athletes, and then listening to them and not listening to everyone else.
right. No, you're paying your coach. Listen to your coach.
Yeah.
And now, a word from our sponsors. Looking to lose weight, gain muscle, lean out, bulk up? Well, I do it all. Personalized service, detailed workouts, and most of all, results. So, you have an upcoming wedding, cruise, class reunion, or just adopting a healthier lifestyle, hit me up. I'm at Travalis@gmail. Or on social media, Instagram, IFBB Pro, Travalis Blunt, or Travalis Blunt on Facebook. Hop in my DM or message me.
When I'm not on stage competing against the very best bodies in the world, I also have a 9-to-5 job, and staying on meal plan can be a challenge. I turn to Pro Prep Meal Plan. Whether you're looking to lean out and lose weight, build muscle in bulk, or simply maintain a healthy lifestyle, Pro Prep Meal Plan is the answer. Servicing Alabama and bordering states. Look for them on Facebook and IG. Pro Prep Meal Plan.
And back to the show.
Now, do you ladies ever, well, I'm sure you do, but what's it like when you compete against one another, when you have to stand against one another?
You know what? We haven't done it yet.
No? Oh, okay.
No, so I just did three women's physique shows last year, and then she did the shows right before the Olympia last year, so we actually have not had the opportunity to compete together, and I think it'll be fun. I know she'll kick my ass, which is fine. As she should. you know, and it's funny because I've had people ask me that. They're like, I can't believe you have Heather as your coach. How do you know that she's not going to try and sabotage? I'm like, well, because A, she wouldn't do that. And, you know, right. She's not.
Well, I mean, really, not like that. Look, like the proof's kind of in the pudding. Look at how I've been doing. I mean.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing. You know, that's the great thing about Heather is, you know, she, especially at the beginning when I first started using her as a coach, I mean, she believed in me more than I did. And she's really, you know, changed my mindset and how I feel and how I think about myself. And, you know, now I tell her, it's like, I'm going to Ethiopia. And she's like, that's it. That's the girl I want to, you know, hear. Yeah. I want to hear you say that. And, you know, whether I go or not, but that's the attitude that I have that I never had before. And so, you know, she's, no matter what, she believes in me and wants me to do well and succeed. And so, you know, I think we stand on stage together. I think in the off chance I ever beat her, she would be nothing more than proud and happy.
Overjoyed. I get that about her. You know,
yeah.
Typically, I know now that usually when I see one, I see the other. In fact, I was surprised to see you in Fort Lauderdale by yourself. In fact, I think I asked, I said, well, you know, is Heather here?
Yeah. Yes, I know. I've been trying, and I want her to come to Dallas, too. Hello, Heather, come to Dallas. you know, it's so much easier when they're with you. But, yeah, she's usually a pretty good sidekick.
She's
got a lot going on, too, you know?
Do you think part of the joy in y'all's relationship is that she did figure for so long as well and transitioned to physique in a similar sort of way as you have, just later? I mean, are y'all like kindred spirits in that way?
Yeah, you know, I think so, kind of. You know, I mean, she, you know, we look back at pictures and, you know, she was a so-so figure competitor and I was a so-so bigger competitor and then she got better and I got better and then she went to physique and that's just, she just excelled. And, you know, I kind of feel like, you know, I'm kind of in that same pattern. So, you know, I kind of think we have that similar. And then, you know, we're both not the 20-year-old competitors. So I think we're both, you know, similar mindset as far as that goes. And I think we're just, we have similar.
Is it partly that y'all have been able to just take the brakes off and turn on the gas and do under the iron and, so to speak, what it takes to push yourself to the limit? It's almost like a testament of women's athletics in general. Just let you girls be girls, but, you know, we're going to push ourselves as hard as we can to achieve whatever we want to.
Right. Well, I mean, you know, I think we understand, you know, obviously women's bodies and we're different than, and you have a male coach and it's a little different and, you know, she gets it. She gets, you know, when you got problems or you're feeling some certain way or just whatever, you know, and as we're getting older and our bodies are changing and things are, you know, hurt more than they used to. And, you know, so, but yeah, and then we definitely push each other. She makes me do things that I never would have made myself do. I can tell that for sure. And, you know, and I appreciate it instead of, you know, resenting it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's it's easy to hear somebody say they push themselves or they do a 2 or 3 hour leg day, but where do you find it in yourself to push that hard? And considering you might injure yourself, but the fact that you girls put so much effort into it, you're probably less susceptible to injury than if you were hesitant.
Right.
Does that make sense? I'm saying it because I've been doing a lot of yard work these days, waiting for photo shoots to come up, and I'm having to push myself to do more, and I'm like, oh, I might hurt myself. Oh, I might hurt myself. And then you just put that aside, and it's like, wow, I'm getting stronger. This is amazing how this works.
Right. Well, I think that, you know, we're so consistent in what we do. It's not like we do, you know, super hard training this week, and then the next few weeks it's kind of like, you know, we're just, you know, fooling around, being silly, and then we get do a hard training again. And, you know, we're consistently, like, every workout is, like, intense and crazy. And so I think that helps keep us healthy, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, we're staying strong, and our joints are staying healthy just because we aren't slacking off.
The rigor actually works in your favor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, yeah, I totally think that, for sure.
Mm. Yeah, speaking of that, your arms, like I was commenting in the Atlantic Coast, I mean, you got some serious guns on you there. I've heard some criticisms of, like, Natalia, that maybe she needs to bring her arms up, her biceps up. Do you see that? Do you think, how would you critique, if you were looking at Juliana, Shanique, Natalia, where do you think those gals need to improve, aside from yourself?
Well, I mean, Juliana doesn't need to improve. She's got the most perfect physique on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
and I truly mean that. She's incredible. Mm-hmm. I just think, you know, her muscle bellies, everything is just so round and so full and so, yeah, she's got a super pretty physique. So she's my goal physique, which, you know, you know, I think Natalia, just muscle maturity, just more density, especially in her back. I mean, her legs are nuts and her hamstrings, it's like,
nuts.
You know, that's just crazy. But I just think upper body for sure, just, you know, just a little bit more density in her back. And like you say, her arms are not, where they will be, you know. Mm-hmm. Obviously she's, what, 21, so mm-hmm. eventually, as long as she just doesn't, you know, break down, I mean, if you look at pictures from when she started, which was only a few years ago, she has put on some serious muscle in a seriously short amount of time. Mm-hmm. You know, you just hope that everything holds out and, you know, she doesn't get hurt. The muscle I have, I've been putting it on. People are always asking, it's like, how long have you been lifting? And then it always freaks me out when I'm like,
it floors them.
30 years? Like, shit. It's like, that's why, you know, I have such dense muscle, and I guess because I don't have to train, certain body parts as hard just because it's just there, mm-hmm. you know?
When someone like Shanique, what do you think of her? She's got that tiny waist and the big, thick muscle bellies. How does she stack up compared to, like,
you know,
Juliana?
She's kind of a unique physique, in mm-hmm. my opinion. To me, it's almost too freaky.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know. Like, when Arnold, if I were judging, I would have had Natalia first. I like her physique better. It just looks more normal, mm-hmm. as far as women's physique goes. And nothing against Shanique's physique. It's just I don't know. It's just so different. Mm-hmm. That tiny waist, and then just so, I mean, yes, she's all bubbly, but I don't know. It's just different.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure. I still think, I mean, Juliana, like, I know I've heard, like, everybody saying, and she's going to give her a run for her money. I still think there's nothing beats Juliana's physique.
Mm-hmm. Is it, when you look at the written criteria for women's physique, too, like on NPC News Online, It seems a little contradictory. Like with Juliana, she doesn't, she has separation, but what's the distinction that you see that makes her kind of the gold standard? I mean, you've mentioned it, but where these women are pushing their physiques, and you don't see feathered quads in Juliana per se. That's not showing up.
Right.
You're not getting that, the striations per se. Everything's kind of flowing.
Right.
You're getting some separation, but you're not getting really what Natalia was getting in figure, which really looks strange at that point, but not so much in physique. Is that what it is? Where do women need to put on the brakes if they're aiming for their best, and the best physically might push them into bodybuilding? From your perspective, where do they need to put the brakes on to stay in women's physique and be the best they can be, aiming at Juliana if she's the standard, if that
right.
makes sense?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I've always said it's just, you know, women's physique is about symmetry and structure and full muscle, round muscle bellies, which I think that Juliana has all those things, you know. You know, I think having like those, the striations in their quads and, you know, that, to me, is, you're right, it's more women's bodybuilding, without the size, because, I mean, she's clearly not as big as those women's bodybuilders, but it's such an odd, unique thing, you know, not very many women have that, and that does, I think, push the envelope. But then again, she did pretty well in figure as well, which that always blew me away, you know, talk about the rules and, right. and what they look for. And, I mean, they always say they don't want any kind of muscle separation, and, you know, Candace had it in her quads at the Arnold, so did Sid. I mean, it's just, that's, and I know the big shows, the Olympia, the Arnold, everybody comes in harder, everybody comes in, you know, as conditioned as possible, and that's just what you're going to end up with, but it's
right.
kind of, I think,
you can only judge what's there.
Right, right. You know, I think every division pushes their envelope. So, you know, so yeah, I just think, I mean, me personally, it's just conditioning, symmetry, structure, and not necessarily, I mean, yeah, you want to see separation in your quads, but do I want to see feathering? Not so much. I mean, in my personal opinion, that wouldn't sell me as that's the winner of a women's physique competition just because they have feathered quads.
Yeah.
You know, I think other things take precedence.
Well, in the same with the glutes, your pictures are showing it offstage, where
right.
you've got it, but you're not showing it on stage. Whereas, like a Natalia, she's just walking across the stage and she looks like an anatomy chart. Whereas Juliana, you don't get that. So, maybe you need. Are you doing that purposefully? I mean, you've got that level of conditioning, but you're not showing it fully when you're on stage. Is it
right?
Are you kind of pulling back or adjusting your posing to bring a particular look?
Not at all.
No?
I would like my glutes to be striated on stage. So damn it, John. So Dallas, they will be striated on stage.
But now you're not. That's not the Juliana stand, is it? Come on.
I mean, to me, there's nothing wrong with striated glutes. I mean, that's conditioning.
Yeah.
You know, to me, it's. I mean, because really, down the line, most of the girls should have that. If you're in condition, it just sort of happens. I think. Yeah. I think when you're not in condition, that's when you don't. It's, you know, it's, I just think when you turn around and those feathered quads, that's just, you're going to have girls up there and have one girl that has that, or maybe two.
Yeah.
That just seems, it's usual, I think. I don't know.
Well, what do you think about Mission then? The Russian Valentina, I don't know if you caught the photos from the Atlantic Coast. I thought she really looked like a female bodybuilder.
So did I.
You know, those quads were, or I mean, those glutes were high and striated, and it just looked so female bodybuilding bodybuilder-ish. Plus, I guess her waist was a little bit thicker than it appeared on Instagram.
Right. No, I agree. 100%. That was like my reaction too at that show. Is just, I mean, you know, she has a nice physique, but they talked about, you know, getting away from the bodybuilder, that they don't want us to look like women bodybuilding. And then do you have that? So I know I saw her glutes from behind too, and I thought, holy shit!
Yeah.
I mean, they were, you know, I mean, I don't know a better word, but they were just so big and manly. I mean, they were just, that was the biggest glutes. I'm like, dang.
Yeah.
They're huge. And she's just a big girl all the way around. I mean, she's super tall, and she's just, you know, she's big structurally. But yeah, I think she could do a women's bodybuilding show and do really well, personally.
Yeah. 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 The quads were huge too. There was full separated and just massive. I mean, when she came out and hit a couple of poses, it was like, oh my God, look at this. This is pretty awesome. My phone was ringing, but the schmo sites wanting me to book shoots with her. literally, I'm not joking.
That's funny. But then, you know, it goes back to, you know, everything that I was told from the year before, that's not what they want. They want, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So are they going back? Are they, you know, was it only for a short time that they felt that way? It's just, you just kind of scratch your head sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just move to the next show.
Keep bringing it. Yeah, she looked great. I agree too. I think she could do well in female bodybuilding, but she can stomp some girls in women's physique depending on the show lineup, I suppose, and how she presents and how she presents herself, because she looks totally different on her Instagram, the way she's posing for the select photos and so forth. Maybe she just needs to pull back a little bit.
Right. Well, I thought she was much more of a petite woman as well. Then when I met her, I was like, oh, wow. You're not at all what I was expecting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she looked a little more mature and like she could, she could kick some butt if she needed to.
Right, exactly.
Awesome.
Now, well, Krista, what are your social media pages? Where can we find you?
On Instagram, I'm One Buff Mom. It's just the number one, and then Buff Mom. And then, of course, Facebook is just Krista Dunn. I have a fan page, and then I think I'm at my limit on my personal page, but I do have a fan page too. And
website.
I'm One Buff Mom on there too.
Your websites as well, right?
Yeah, KristaDunn.com is my website.
And I feel like we would be remiss if we didn't mention Heather's also. Do you have Heather's also?
What is Heather's? Let me look this up. And Heather is just Heather Grace IFBB Pro on Instagram. She's on Instagram more than she's on Facebook, and that's where. So when we finally launch our site, we'll have it posted on there. She said, don't give away our name so nobody steals it. So I'm not going to tell anybody what it is yet. She gave me specific instructions.
Not Heather and
Chris. Well, that just gives us an excuse to have you back. So
that's true. And keep stalking our pages. You know.
Okay. Like I said, look, you've made me better. So I'm a fan for life now. I'm a sucker for better. So
awesome.
That's kind of funny. I always chase the women too. When I'm doing delts for my dinky old middle-aged man delts, I'm always thinking of a shoot I did with Debbie Leshesky, where she was training delts and explaining how to do it. I don't get anything from the guys. I'm always listening to the women.
That's because we're much smarter than those men.
Yeah, much better.
We train smarter. You know, we're just smarter in general.
Better to look at too. So, from my
perspective.
We need to shoot again sometime. We haven't shot in years. When was that? 13, 14?
That was in Tampa, 2014.
14? Yeah. And that's actually the picture of Krista I've got, or of Krista. That'd be you. The picture of Heather I've got on the wall. She looked phenomenal at that show.
Yeah, She did. She was my roommate at that show.
Yeah, she just looked nuts. She looked great walking around the hallway too. You know, she's got y'all got it all. You got the brains and the brawn, the good looks. Jeez.
Yeah, together we're the dynamic duo. That's for sure.
Absolutely.
Well, maybe we can get you ladies to come back down south sometime this season.
That sounds like a good plan, for sure.
I think you might.
She ended up in Tampa last year too.
Right. Yeah. Maybe Tampa Pro.
Yep.
That's always a good one.
That'd be awesome. That'd be awesome to see you.
Well, again, I do want to thank you for joining us, and I want to wish you good luck at the City Limits Championships. I can't wait to see what
thank
you bring to the stage.
It's even better.
Here's the thing. A lot of people, you know, they blow smoke and they say things or whatever, but really, you ladies have such longevity, and like I said, you manage to, you know, just get better and better and better. And, you know, I'm of that same age range also, so I'm truly a fan, and I appreciate it. And like I said, I can't wait to see, you know, you out there Waxahatchee. So, good luck.
Good. Obviously, a place near Dallas.
yeah, right.
well, good luck to you in Orlando.
Thank you. I'm looking forward to the break afterward. Three shows in 12 weeks. I've had my fill for a while. Gotten out of my system.
Well, that's good. I need one too.
he's been training since like. What? Thanksgiving?
November.
Or
yeah, since Kentucky, basically.
So I didn't start till December, so you do have a few more weeks on me.
No. Kindred spirit. because as much as I say I take some time off, you know, the goal is to step back on stage in early July. So, It just means a couple of cheat meals here and there. But, you know, I'll still be in the gym and the cardio and the lifting. It really is a lifestyle. Like
exactly.
I said, a lot like you ladies.
Yes.
John, do you have anything?
No, I'm just over here bedazzled by Krista's conversation and your words. But, yeah, we've got the contact information as well as the website, and I didn't realize you were doing Waxahatchee, too. I was thinking Dallas, so geez, that's five shows.
Well, right. Here's what we're going to do. It is the City Limits Championship, and, you know, it's Dallas, but specifically it's in the suburb of Waxahatchee.
Oh.
So they say, come on down to the Hatch and... Mm-hmm. You know, win this money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she puts on a great show, doesn't she? She treats everybody
well. Yes, she does.
Yeah.
And, like, she has men's physique this year and master's physique, so it's going to be quite a time.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah, that'll be awesome.
Well,
you could have been in Texas.
Yeah, she always sells out. You're going to be in for, really, a production. We'll talk about it afterward. You're going to be like, oh, wow, I had no idea.
Yes, definitely. I'm excited.
Well, we thank you so much for spending the time with us, Krista. That one fit mom, how many children do you have?
One.
Well, that would make
yes,
sense, I guess.
Sure.
So that's a double entendre. So how old, boy or girl?
She's 18.
18? Yeah.
But no way.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Still in high school, going to college?
Not a baby anymore.
Mm-hmm.
She graduated early, so she's in college now.
Nice. What'd you think of her mom, her one fit mom?
Oh, she's very proud of me, actually.
Mm-hmm.
She loves it.
That's
definitely.
Good.
She's actually thinking about doing fitness now.
Oh, wouldn't that be nice?
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she was a gymnast, so she'd fit right in.
Ooh, wouldn't that be nice?
I'd love to see it.
I'd like to see her on a pro stage. The two of you competing on the same pro stage.
Apple doesn't fall far.
Yeah.
That's true. That would be awesome.
Nice, nice. Maybe we can get that in the next year or two.
Yes, that would be really awesome. I'm going to have to work on that.
Yeah. Yeah. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for spending the time with us tonight, Krista.
All right. Thank you, guys.
For the best look on stage and most convenient, hassle-free service for your bodybuilding fitness event spray tan, look no farther than Hot Spot Competition Tanning. Elisa and her crew have perfected their service at contests throughout Florida and beyond with the recognition and support of the majority of athletes and event promoters. Visit hotspotcompetitiontanning.com to schedule your competition airbrushed spray tanning and competition makeup and hair appointments.
Yeah, one of the things that I've really been focusing on and trying to bring up this season is my middle back, my rhomboids. Shout out to Dr. Green over at Performance Driven Chiropractic here in Orlando, Florida. If you're in need of any work, guys, go ahead and pop in. Tell them that Travalis Blunt sent you. They are literally chiropractic savants. You just simply have to describe the problem. You know, they kind of get to touching and feeling around and instantly find it and diagnose it and get you on the right track. And they've made me better in a matter of weeks. So I'm sure they can help you also. But I needed for my rhomboids to pop. And, you know, they've been working with the scraping and some cupping and all of these different procedures to really, you know, help me to be the best that I can be. So, yeah, if you're ever in need of any work, go and holler at Dr. Green over at Performance Driven.